And now, from high atop the Camelback Towers in Scottsdale, from the Star Worldwide Network Studios, a man whose life revolves around his family, sports, grilling, and bad jokes, your host of the Dad Podcast, talking all things dad, here's Chris Brewer.
All right, another Thursday, another Dad Podcast. Got through Easter and the Masters, and it was a riveting conversation last week regarding the show Alone. And anyway, Jason, thank you for being with us today. We are very excited. Sean has been on fire all morning with text and vocab lessons and curse words. And Sean, great to have you here. And
happy to be here.
Chris continues to be on a roll with creative backgrounds. That would be me dying.
You know, it's
Easter.
Cool. The band is back together
today.
Yeah, together. Y'all here.
Listener, you can't see this, but Chris Yarbrough has a picture of me that he took at Easter. Something was not agreeing with me that I had eaten, and that is me literally dying in sweats. And he sent me that picture, and my first thought was, you know what, that's not a bad head of hair for 47. So I was proud about that.
Or you chose to lean on the barbecue to do it too, which is even better.
I was trying to get my wife's attention that it was.
Oh, I know. Time. I was going to bring
please,
that up.
Please,
what,
I am.
What Chris
dying.
And Robin don't know. What Chris and Robin don't know is you didn't have that nice of hair when you were. I don't know.
Simmered.
Jason,
sixth grade,
16, 17.
I've managed to keep some.
Amazing.
That's all real hair.
And it's not like super gray either, so you're doing pretty good.
Well, that's color.
Anyway.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
I don't color my hair. No, I don't. I really don't. I have more gray hair than that picture lends itself. It's good lighting. Anyway, I am officially obsessed with the show Alone. We're not going to spend too much time on it, but last night, my wife's like, disgustedly, like, are you watching Alone? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed. Okay. And we are now at that point of obsession, and it has gone basically to this level.
Sorry, boys, my husband's not feeling well. He has to stay in his room.
Ooh, he was bad. Come on. Please, Carol, let him come out. Come on.
He can't come out until he resembles the man that I married.
Carol, we don't have that kind of time. Please let him come out.
Come on.
I think that I have given you my answer.
Yeah, it's reached that level.
Thank you for that, Brewer.
That's one of my all-time favorite movies. That is underrated Tom Hanks comedy, The Burbs, 1989, I think. But the obsession has become that intense. I have decided, actually, Chris Yarbrough, I'm going on the show. I have applied.
You're going to die.
I've actually started putting my own list of things together.
Will?
I've started foraging items, because I know they give you the list, but I'm doing my own.
You can't sneak your stuff on there, can
no,
you?
No, I bought a spear so far. I've got a bag. See, I've been watching the show, and I'm like, people keep missing items. Like, if you had this or that, so I'm just bringing them. A spear, a towel. No one ever has a towel. So they're washing in lakes and it's cold. So I'm bringing a towel, a hat. I've noticed nobody ever has a hat and their face gets sunburn, and that affects things. I bought a large bag of rocks, And I've decided I'm bringing my own fish.
Okay, what are the rocks for? I'm just curious.
To throw it
at people?
Coyotes.
Oh, okay.
Wolves.
Okay. But you know, you got to make those rocks pretty big.
So I've got five more items left.
Why couldn't you just find rocks?
Nobody ever has rocks. I've noticed this on the show.
You should bring
a
hotel.
So I'm bringing my own bag.
Just bring a can of bear spray.
And like this one lady on the episodes or the season I was watching, poor thing, I swear she was going to win, and she could not fish. She had the best shelter, best attitude. She just could not catch a damn fish. So I decided I'm just bringing my own fish, and I don't have to worry about that. I'll just go to Costco.
You need to forage some pride and retract your application.
Bring a net.
This was basically all aimed at you, Chris, because I know you know every ounce of that show. Anyway, one thing about that show that did drive me crazy, it's leading into something I really did want to talk about. So it was this one guy, I think his name was Coulter. The whole show takes place next to a frickin' lake. And he never rinses his face off. He's like, I haven't washed my face in 60 days. I'm like, the lake is right there. And it's disgusting. And he's covered in mud and grime. And others are showering or bathing, you know, with the lake water. Can you guys wake up? Just wake up and not shower?
I can't.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't do that.
So I think it's a matter of if you'd rather have sleep or cleanliness. And I've started showering at night for those reasons because I need to not wake up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
Okay.
I showered last night.
What are you guys, 10?
No. No.
Some of us got to wake up for jobs, man.
The reason, so do I. The reason I brought that up, I'm listening to an interview this week with Rob Lowe, and Rob Lowe says that he showers at night, and I was like, there's no way. And then Jason Bateman was the one asking the questions, and he said, well, what time did you have to leave in the morning? He said, I had to leave at 5:15. So he's like, well, what time did you wake up? He's like 5:14.
That's true.
And I'm thought, there's no way that I could do that. Like the one time a year that maybe I didn't set my alarm properly and I've run out of time, I'll at least have to like splash water on my face. And I may even wash my hair like in the bathroom sink. I could not do that. Explain the night showering.
So it depends on a few things. It's, are you going to have jacked up hair in the morning? That's somewhere you need to be. Do you need to shave in the morning or can you do it the night before? And when do you work out? Because I work out, I get up, have coffee, and then work out. I don't want to shower, or I commute to work and then work out. I don't want to shower, have 2 hours, and then have to shower again.
True.
Go ahead, Chris. What's your philosophy?
Are you working out and not caring about seeing results?
Yes.
Okay. We're good.
The shaving is a big factor for me. The other one is, do you want to go to bed that filthy, dude? Like, you go, you're outside a lot, you're sweating, you're on the courts, and then you come home, jump in bed and be like, oh, this is great. And I don't know. I'm not set in taking a shower at night or the morning, but some days I come back from work just dirty, man. And I'm not going to sleep in my, I don't want to sleep in my filth.
Yeah. But there's times where, okay. And this is kind of new for me. I didn't always shower at night, but lately more and more I've been showering at night instead of the morning.
Okay. I get all of that. And like during the summer, I will probably shower when I get home. But I would need to re-shower to wake up in the morning. 'Cause like
you can do that. You can just do a jump in and cool. Jump in, wake up, get water on you, and then you're good. You don't need to do the whole routine.
Now, Sean, you only take baths. So is this different for you?
Well, if I lived with...
That was quite a voice crack
right there. If I lived in Arizona, I would probably be showering about once a week and just jumping in the pool every morning and getting out and going.
Well, it sounds like you're still going through puberty, so...
Takes one to know one.
Right? Zing. Okay, so, Sean, I probably should have been paying more attention to what you were saying.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about the 20
baths?
On fire text that you sent before the show. So are you pro shower in the morning?
Yeah, I have to get out of bed, and I don't open my eyes until I'm in the shower practically. Now, with what Jason said, there have been times that I have gone and worked out in the morning until I realized that it does nothing for me and it doesn't show. but while I was there, I would go and work out and then take a shower after that.
Okay.
But maybe once or twice a year, I'll get through the day and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I haven't showered yet.
Well,
doesn't happen very often.
Going back to, and then we're not going to talk about the show. I could not see going like 60 days and not at least splashing some water on my face every day. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
I thought that.
I mean,
it
alone. I mean, they have water sources in alone. They're not.
Yes.
They're not alone in the desert. Right.
Well, no. This was taking place up in the mountains in British Columbia, but.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's no water there.
So last week was Easter. Everybody, you guys have a good Easter?
Yeah. Except Chris, on Easter, believe it or not, I think it was, what was holding the Masters, CBS or ABC?
CBS.
CBS was the only channel in my entire network of channels that did not come in during the Masters.
Didn't you send a picture of your feet up, ready to watch?
Yeah, and you know what? I was watching some NBC, like the NBC Sports Show or something like that. But then I went to because that was before I thought it was on, and then I went, oh wait, it's already on. So I went to ABC, and it was the only time I've ever experienced this where one channel was not working. So I needed to go to my father-in-law's house to watch it.
Oh wow!
It wasn't working at our house.
But you were watching.
A little bit, yeah.
Awesome. I brought up Easter. I don't know about you guys. We always do an Easter egg hunt with the kids. And this was probably, might have been our last one with everybody because Mackenzie's going away. My oldest is going away to college, but still wanted to participate in the Easter egg hunt. Not like she had a choice. It was just, we're doing this. But no, she was fired up. To do it, but I had posted a meme on our Facebook page that morning about, I think it was that morning, of dads and uttering, I could see three eggs from where I'm standing right now. And I lived that. I not on purpose, but Easter egg hunt's going on, and I'm standing there, you know, arms crossed, rather confident in there's five eggs that I know of right now, and thinking I'm all cool because I know I'm the guy who hid the eggs. I should know where they are. But do you guys go through that, like with the Easter egg hunt? You know, well, you guys can't see those, huh?
Oh yeah, I think so. This year my kids are older, obviously. We did Easter on Friday because I worked on Sunday, but we did the tortilla challenge, which was our adult version of the Easter egg hunt, where we all slapped each other in the face with tortillas, which was fun.
I miss that story in the Bible. So
that
when
does
did
sound
this
like fun?
So Jesus was not in the cave, and then
is this a California thing? You guys know about the tortilla.
No,
but you did read the one about the bunnies hiding the eggs in the Bible.
Yeah, Good. Okay. Thank you, Sean.
That's the Old Testament.
Now, here's the question. Were the tortillas were the tortillas just plain, or were they like got salsa and other stuff on them where you're
smoking? No, I can't believe you guys don't. It's like a social media challenge thing. But you put, really, Sean, really, you know, right?
Hold on, Jason. Yes. Chris, and Robin, you really haven't heard of this?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So they're like the bigger flour tortillas, and you stand in like a circle, and you have water in your mouth, and we do like rock, paper, scissors, and whoever loses gets to slap the other person in the face with the tortilla, and then if you spit your water out, you're out of the game.
This is what Easter's all about.
It's really, fun family time.
It's more like because it's so funny that you crack up.
It hurts when you're playing with a bunch of 20-year-olds.
True.
They go for it.
Is this?
I'm going to do that next year with the family.
Oh, it's okay, fun. So I'll send the video.
I'm just asking, is this specifically an Easter thing? Or is this something you could do?
This is an every day of the year.
Family game.
But you guys, this is a tradition that you do on Easter?
No. I'm sorry, Chris. No.
No.
This is just fun with the family. I live with adults who are 20 who don't do Easter egg hunts. And nobody else was commenting on your Easter egg hunt, so I thought I'd help you out of the pit.
I kind of like that idea better than the Easter egg hunt, just for the sake of having fun slapping your family around without literally slapping them, you know?
Yeah.
Jason's mic is not working.
We'll keep the family arguments down that way.
Yarbrough.
I have a question. So involving the tortilla slap, you're using the burrito size ones, I'm assuming. Is there any rules where you can fold them in half or quarters?
No.
Or is there a slap clock? Like, are you timed between each slap
So you do the rock, paper, scissors, Rochambeau, and then you slap people, and it's the noise, and the whip is what hurts, not the actual tortilla. And then usually when you slap somebody, you're more likely to spit the water out than the person you're slapping because you're
laughing.
Dying of laughing. Yeah.
I have honestly never heard of this.
Same here.
So you have to turn your head in the opposite direction so you don't only slap them with their tortilla, but you don't spit the water on them either, right?
I don't know.
That's probably part of it. I don't know.
California is a whole
different... Ask your wives. I'm sure they know exactly what Jason's talking about. Guaranteed.
Well, going back to the Easter egg hunt, I'm joking. Actually, I did do something different with the Easter egg hunt. I did put one Easter egg in the bottom of the pool to see if anybody would actually go get it. And my son Sam did jump in the pool. And nobody knew it, but I was going to give anybody who jumped into the pool to get the Easter egg, I was going to give them $5. So
did he actually get the egg?
Yeah, he did. He got it. He got the egg. He jumped in the pool. Listener, if you don't know, it's not hot here yet, so that pool was freezing. Chris, I can't tell. Are you raising your hand, or is that just part of your amazing background?
No, that's my hand on the handlebar on the side on the door.
Gotcha. Okay.
I have a question for you guys. Because I'm trying to resurrect, speaking of Easter, Chris's Easter egg conversation. Do you use hard-boiled eggs, or do you use plastic eggs with stuff in them?
Plastic eggs with stuff in them.
What's your preference for filling it? Is it coins, chocolate, candy, toys?
Well, as you know, the Easter Bunny hides those eggs. It's not me. But if it were me,
you just said you did.
I know. Shut up. it is. It's mostly chocolate, and then my wife has started this thing where she will take, I don't know, 5 eggs and put like a dollar bill in there, and then I think this year there might have been a couple with maybe $5 even.
Nice.
Wow.
I think.
How come it wasn't like that when we were kids?
Oh, it was a
follow-up question.
So
I think we got coins.
Make it a tradition. Make it a tradition, and every year, put one at the bottom of the pool, and put something. Put a 20 in there. And
thank you, Sean.
Every year, someone will jump in the pool. It might be Alex next year. Who knows?
Hey, Chris, what was in that egg at the bottom of the pool?
I just did it randomly. So there was, it was nothing special. I just decided, you know, I'm going to just chuck an egg in the pool. We'll see if anybody goes to get it. It was just chocolate.
How did you weigh it down?
Thank you.
Tortilla. So you take...
Attaboy.
Yeah, you take a Mission burrito size flour tortilla. I can't believe you guys have never heard of that.
Did you use one of the rocks? One of the rocks in your bag of rocks for the show you're going to be on?
Yeah.
Spare one.
What are you going to do for rocks now? They're all at the bottom of the pool.
That is where my bag of fish were. It was in the swimming pool.
You're going to bring a bag of fish but no refrigerator. That's kind of a problem too.
Anyway, my point kind of with the Easter egg story, I'm so glad Jason's back, was kind of the competitiveness you still have with your kids. So even, I think it might have even been later that day, I was wrestling with Hudson, who's 8, and then Sam, who I used to wrestle with, he, for the first time in like a couple of years, he's like, Dad, wrestle me. And I immediately got on, you know, my competitiveness. I was like, he's not taking me down. And I just dropped him. And then he's, come on, Dad, let's do it again. And then I drop him again. And I don't think dads ever lose that.
Even the way you're saying it.
I dropped him.
He's 8.
I'm dominating.
You never said you were fighting children.
Well, it's not the size of the opponent, Elaine. It's the ferocity.
Yeah, I don't think dads ever lose that. Do you guys? I'm sure, Jason, when you were slapping hard shell taco shells on Sunday, you were probably a little competitive.
Children? Oh, yeah. It's definitely competitive, and I've always had a hard time. In fact, I'll go so far as to say I don't think I've ever let my kids win at almost anything. Like you, and someday
anything.
They will beat you at whatever you're doing, and that's a big day for both of you.
Sean, when you race your daughter to her car to go, no, I'm joking. Sean, are you like that with your kids? Like.
Yeah, but they started legitimately beating me when they were about 12. So it didn't last all that long.
I'm gonna let that go. Chris, you?
I'm doing that with baseball right now. Last couple of years, we'll go to the batting cages, and I'll make sure that I hit the ball as hard as I possibly can and just show him up. And then
right also, at your son.
No, that's where I'm getting to. Then we'll go to the park and I'll drill. I mean, I'll no mercy. I'll just hit ground balls at him. He got hit in the throat the first time we went out there. And I looked like a champion dad coming back to my bride with that one. It's like, you're supposed to be working with him. I was like, opponents aren't going to take any mercy on him, hon. They're not going to play nice. So that was
baseball.
My only yeah.
See, I'm a weird kind of mom because I act more like the dad. I'll go out and drag race my son and whip his ass on the quarter mile. And it's so funny to watch people's reaction because they think he's the one getting out of my car. And they look at me and go, wait a minute, you just won?
Yeah, so you still do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to let your son
win.
Oh, no.
He's
not
going
to go away.
No, because even in his youth, we would play Mortal Kombat. And I would still beat him every time. And I can remember the 9-year-old going, Mom, you're not supposed to beat me all the time. I'm going, dude, you don't win in life by letting, you know, your guard down and giving everything away.
Right.
I said, this is a video game, dude. Kick my butt.
Did you actually finish him every time in that game?
Almost. He hated when I used the weapons. And he's going, don't use the weapons, Mom. I can't win that way. And I'm like, learn your player. And his problem
that's
is
the
he chose
epitome of no mercy.
Exactly.
You beat him and then you destroy him once he's beaten. That's good parenting.
Orukin.
Damn right, man. You
whack him while he's down.
Yeah.
I will. It's only I don't play video games very often at all. I will occasionally play Madden with, say, Hudson or Sam, and I will legitimately be annoyed and angry to myself if I lose to them.
Like,
it's
practice.
Annoying.
Well,
I never play.
More.
They know all, I don't. I barely know what I'm doing. I'm still not losing to this kid.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Our competition now is who can smoke the stogie the quickest.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
That's, yeah.
Robin, your son is 9 years old.
No. He's 37.
37.
He's not much younger than you guys, so come on now.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that's our competition. Who could drink the glass of whiskey quicker and who can smoke the stogie faster?
Wow.
I like that one.
Yeah, so that's kind of like our little father and son. I was introduced to a friend of his the other day, and I said, I'm Jeff's father. And I went, oh, my God, here I go. No, in this day and age, that might mean something different, but I'm kind of like his dad.
And this is year 30 of doing this?
No. Well, I mean, you know. It's...
Sean, what do your kids beat you at? I'm not making a joke here.
Well, I was joking. If you want to get serious. I remember my son being a very, very sore loser when he was really, really, still is in different things now, but, you know, even as far as board games and whatnot, and it definitely used to be one of those parenting issues of, all right, I'm not going to let you win, and you got to learn how to deal with this loss, you know? And especially having a sister who was just a little bit older because she wasn't going to let him win. So, you know.
Never mind. I'm not saying that. I was thinking about this, and Robin and I, it totally, off what we were talking about, but I did think about this week, and Robin and I were even talking about it before the show started. Okay. When we grew up eating cereal, right? Didn't you just have like cereal basically every day, and then the cereal box would be on the table, and you'd read like the back of the box. There might even be a game on there or something. And
right.
I don't know, but I don't think kids eat cereal like that anymore.
No, because there's the invention of cell phones now and technology, and they've all got iPads at the breakfast table.
I'm talking specifically cereal. Like, they don't eat cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Does Ben eat cereal, Chris?
Pretty much every day.
Oh, he does?
Pretty much every day before he goes to school.
Okay.
If he has something different, it'll be toast, which he'll do himself now, which I'm happy that he actually does that. And the other one would be one of those toaster strudels. Otherwise, the oddest request he's had recently is crescent rolls. I've made him crescent rolls in the morning. Just throw them in the oven and boom, boom, he's stoked. A better day right there.
That's not a breakfast food.
I know. I agree. that's like, we're going to go back to the potato.
We're going back to the tater tots. I know.
The tots. No, but I thought it was weird too, but I've done it a couple times now and I'm like, okay, you're happy. But he eats cereal pretty much every day.
Wow. Okay.
Weekdays. Yeah.
Jason.
He doesn't sit there and read the box though, like we used to.
Yeah.
Say that.
The tuna toaster strudel.
No.
Did your kids eat cereal, Jason?
I'm trying to remember. I remember
it was like a big deal when we got sugar cereal.
So I never got my kids sugar cereal for sure. But now I remember when they were older teenagers and they'd go to the store and figure out that they could buy whatever they wanted. And they'd come home with a box of whatever, Cocoa Puffs, and eat the whole thing in like a day because they were so pumped about having
more of a snack than a cereal.
And yeah,
I do not get cereal, no milk. I don't get that.
Depending on the cereal, I'm about that.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Depends on the
cereal.
So
you just
yeah.
pour yourself a baggie of Grape Nuts and just...
No. I mean, some cereals you need the milk to soften it up, but like Frosted Mini Wheats, on the hand all day.
Oh, yes.
No, that has to be softened up.
No.
You're so angry Chex, about
this
it.
This is a whole show Chex, right here.
Dude, Chex made another brand essentially.
Okay, that does not need that does not need milk. I'll give you that. I will give you that. But I remember, man, it was such a... Okay, my two favorite sugar cereals growing up Like, I have a favorite sugar cereal. I don't know if kids do anymore. My Fruity Pebbles. I could eat a whole box, just keep pouring it into the bowl. Or it would tear your mouth up, but I loved Captain Crunch. Those are my two favorites. Don't all jump in with yours.
Captain Crunch is a great one.
I like the Lucky Charms, too. I got to say.
I had a super Golden Crisp and Nut and Honey Crunch, which is no longer around.
Nut and Honey Crunch was good.
Yes.
That was a sugar bomb. And they,
oh,
they gave
so
you a
good.
Little box so you would just crush it.
It was a small box.
Yeah. It was really good, though.
You guys remember an old cereal called Buckwheat?
Reminds me, is that Grape Nuts? But
no, it's kind of like a honey-flavored flake. I don't know why it didn't take off.
Veggie-O's?
Gross. I was not a Lucky Charms fan. I liked the marshmallows, but the other... The cereal part tasted like Cheerios.
Kind of bland.
Which was bland, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, I thought about that. I thought about this, too, this week. Okay, so I know I already brought up Rob Lowe. I'd like you guys... What's that?
Thank God you did.
Yes, and we're going to bring him back again. He's a beautiful man. Bathes in olive oil. No, but I'm trying. I think because of the interview I was listening to, he's got a new show out with his son. I can't remember what it was called. So I decided to give it a shot the other night, and I didn't find it awesome. And so I turned it off. And I thought about it, and this is a streaming show. I think it was on Netflix. And I'm like, it's so easy to do that now. And we didn't do that before. You were invested in a new show. Like it would be promoted, you know, for months. You know, okay, that looks pretty good. I'm gonna give that a shot. And then you're kind of invested in it, and you give it a shot. And in today's age, with so much out there, it's so easy with like anything to be like, I don't like that. And then you just turn it off. Whereas, you know, we didn't have that option, so we didn't have that mindset before. You guys see that?
I'll talk about technology in general, and that goes into exactly what you're saying. So when I was a kid, we had black and white, no remote TVs, right? And I didn't have a remote until... I think sixth grade, my dad brought home a color TV with a remote, maybe junior high.
Our TV was wood.
It
was a wood, that faux wood zenith.
Rich mahogany. And then it was
furniture.
Yeah. And then it was VCR when that was new. And then it was TiVo. Now it's like streaming at your fingertips, right? So it's definitely. You know, there's not 13 channels and you got to figure out what you're going to watch because you only have a couple hours at night of any decent TV.
I have a good reference with the VCR that you brought up when that came out. We had a VCR that you loaded from the top. You'd put it in horizontally and then push it down.
Yes.
But to make it even better, we had a remote control for it, but there was a wire that you had to plug in to the remote. And I thought it was the coolest thing that I could sit somewhere and just control it with the wire attached. And
my dad had a broomstick that he hit the channels on the TV with to spin the knob.
Oh God,
that was our remote. Yep,
that's amazing.
I remember as a family, we would all hold brooms and then we would hit each other in the face as hard as we could. With the broomstick, and then we had water in. No, I'm. Shut up. I remember. I distinctly remember the VCR purchase and how exciting that was. So my dad has purchased the VCR. He's spent all evening hooking this thing up, and we've selected the movie, and it's my sister and I got to pick the first movie to watch, and it was this movie we loved back when we were kids called Savannah Smiles, and we're all excited to watch it. And this went on for probably 2 hours, where my dad is insisting that he has plugged everything in perfectly, video's ready to go, and he's like, "Jackie, I don't know, I don't get it, I don't understand, I have," and this goes on for like 2 hours. I'm not exaggerating that. It turns out we were just not patient enough and waiting for the actual video to start, so it was like black for like 20 seconds, and then credits would start, and he was just turning it off too soon for like 2 hours. Anyway,
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good Rod story. Since we're on the technology, I remember there being a store in our mall that exclusively sold microwaves.
Oh,
like, yes. This is in the mall.
We got our first microwave there.
I got a story.
And at the time, yes, real quick, just to put a bow on this, at the time, this mall was like one of the largest malls on the West Coast, and they have a whole store just selling microwaves. Anyway, go ahead, Chris.
Microwaves. I can't believe you brought that up. I know you've probably noticed, if you've been over to my house, in the kitchen, we've had an inactive microwave that's been mounted with the vent and everything for, I don't know, 5-6 months. And my solution, because the door wouldn't stay closed, I unplugged it from the top and then put painter's tape on it to keep the damn thing closed.
I have noticed that. That's why I stopped coming over.
Well, you can start coming back over, because the one that we bought came today and was put in today, and it was a huge deal. My wife sent me a picture at work of her taking, she took a picture of this after the guy had put it in and left, and was so excited about it. And I was legitimately pumped, because we had, it has an air fryer in it.
Nice.
But I'm getting to one point with the microwave addition. We're putting little notches off at our adult goals, which is to have all of our appliances matching in our kitchen. We're mm-hmm. 3 of 4 now. And we did the refrigerator first. We did the dishwasher second, microwave third, because it broke. And now all we have to do is the stove.
So here's a very dad question for you. What was the finish and the brand that you got?
KitchenAid.
Nice.
Is what we did. We love it. And we love everything about it so far. The refrigerator is my favorite of the three. I haven't used the microwave yet. But the refrigerator is awesome. Brand is good. And we're stoked. So once we get
KitchenAid
that
too, Chris, does your KitchenAid have the big Viking type handles with the red?
Oh yeah, yep. No, yep.
That's my entire kitchen. We did that with our entire kitchen.
See,
so exciting.
Once we get the fourth one in, I am a satisfied, accomplished person. I'm happy. So
I just like
a
to,
few,
I,
few months away.
I just like to point out, I was given a hard time over Easter egg hunt discussion. And you three are giddy as schoolgirls. Listener, if you could see the smiles on these three. Holy crap, guys. Are you all going to go out on your bikes later? And
I can finish the Easter egg story, because you placed all the eggs. Remember how much time was lost looking for an egg that didn't exist?
Oh, it was found. My mom found it.
There we go.
Somehow.
Okay. So you take pride in knowing where all the eggs are at. How the hell did you lose an egg?
Well, the picture behind you would probably explain part of it. I was trying not to throw up.
Me too.
Yeah. No, but actually, all kidding aside, that is so a dad thing. I think Jason said it because I was so excited when our appliances matched, because there was a time where I think we had like three different finishes going on after we purchased the house. And it just, man, if we could imagine all of these things matching, it just...
You know how some people get so judgy over that too? It's like, well, then go out and buy it for me if you got a problem with it. It's weird.
That took a long, long time. But our finish is that... oh, crap. What's it? What's our finish? I don't know the names of the finishes.
Stainless steel?
What?
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel. Yeah.
That's what we did too.
Gotcha. It was another thing that I thought about this week. Totally random. But my wife gives me a hard time about this. I'm like, no, it's okay. And then I actually heard an interview with the chef... just this morning, and he was asked this question, like, is it okay? Because this is a chef that owns restaurants all over the world, and someone asked him, like, is it okay to send food back? And he's like, yeah, it is. The only time it's not okay to send food back is if the customer's wrong. And I've gotten to the point as a chef that I will just tell the customer if he's wrong. Do you guys send food back? Because I do.
I don't think I ever have.
Really?
Didn't we discuss this?
Well, you're now a cat, so I don't know what you're doing, Chris.
I thought we talked about this already.
We did?
Yeah, Chris doesn't take good notes of the shows. That's okay.
Well, no, I have a horrible memory. We had this discussion.
Yep, we did.
I have to pay.
Even Robin jumps in.
Wow. Okay, so clearly I have forgotten, and whatever you guys said wasn't very interesting.
You must be carrying over from Easter.
The best part about dementia is you get to relearn the same stuff over and over.
He's quite the optimist.
I'm just looking forward to it. My dad's got all that going on with dementia, and I go, well, how do I spin this positively? There's my future.
Well, we sure have missed Jason, haven't we?
Since Chris is out of topics now that we just killed that one.
Oh, I'm out of topics. So please share with me, all three of you, one topic you had prepared for the show.
Well, I want to go back to technology like Jason was talking about. One of the things with technology these days is obviously texting, something that, you know, we at our age didn't do when we were kids, and we're all learning how to have manners with it and whatnot. One thing that I know that we've discussed in the past, some people don't mind spelling errors, some people don't mind. I personally like to write things out still, not make errors. How do you guys feel about when people make errors in texts?
I will send food back.
I hate that it bothers me so much that I have to respond because I think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I figure out how sensitive you are as a human by your response back.
So I agree with you.
I will correct myself.
The one thing that I will say is that when I correct people, I make sure before I correct somebody that I'm right and they're wrong, because I don't want to be caught I don't want to get caught correcting something incorrectly.
So let's get into this. I pronounce.
do we
I
have
pronounce
to?
The O in opossum.
That's weird.
You pronounce the O in opossum?
Nobody does that.
No, I don't. But it makes what I wrote to you correct, so I do now.
Okay, so next time
The listeners enjoying us having a conversation about something they weren't involved in. So that's good.
Obviously, Sean's very sensitive about this. But let me say this. What are you up to, Chris? Like 400,000 viewers? I'll say it to every one of them. I was wrong. If you say the word possum, you can say a possum as opposed to an opossum. Thank you. I know you're a doctor, and I'm just a dumb fireman, so I appreciate the education.
Wait a minute. Who goes into burning buildings?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I know they've taken over the show.
Neither does 397,000.
I would like to get to the real question there that deserves an answer. So what topics did you guys come prepared with?
Well, I came with tortillas. Sean came with language and grammar.
Sean is playing with rope.
I came with. I wanted to talk about if it was a thing if people actually strive to get their appliances all in tune.
Everybody had one.
And Yarbrough came with you guys his must background be picture with Trump's everything.
I also wanted to talk about people that we can talk about this next time. Maybe people that have certain jobs that they get a little bit too into their jobs, or maybe they extend themselves a little bit over what they do.
So you want them to be unprofessional?
No, I kind of get where you're going with that, Sean. Where like that's their only thing.
Yes, or like the guy who worked, like Kyle, our buddy that works at Ace Hardware, that you go in there and ask where the AA batteries are, and he starts talking to you about brain surgery. It's like, no, that's not your specialty.
Listener, Kyle is a made-up Ace Hardware employee that Sean and I developed this morning via text.
You're killing the story here, Chris.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
That was the point.
I was going to say, isn't that what the show's about?
We've lost it. All right. I know you guys are exhausted by bringing up the one topic you each supplied. So I will bring up something else.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I wanted to talk about cleanliness of children. And this morning, I go in there, get Ben up. He said last night, Dad, get me up at 7 o'clock, please, because I forgot to set the alarm. And we take his phone away. We lock it and take it away. So, you know, no option to do it. I said, yeah, I'll get you up at 7. So I go in there, 7 o'clock, you know, just dark as can be, because I put curtains up in there to make it darker than it already was. And he gets up and I walk by to turn the light on in his bathroom. And I stand there after I turn the light on, and all I said to my son was, "You're a slob," and then just paused and waited for a response. He goes, "What?"
No, I'm not.
Then you're a slob. Your bathroom's embarrassing. And I left, went downstairs. Betsy makes it down, and I'm talking about how filthy our child is as far as just cleaning up stuff after himself if we're not in check watching it. And he's up on the top going, "Dad, what are you talking about?" I said, you're a slob. You're disgusting, man. You need to take some pride in where you live. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. And continues to play this card, and then come to realize he had gone in there and cleaned everything up to get rid of the evidence. So it looked like he did it last night, which I found out my wife asked him to do it last night, and he didn't. I was unaware of either. And there you go, full circle. My son is a mess. He's a mess with his room, and everything he's done using is a mess when he's finished.
And he's old?
He's 16. Kidding. No, he's 13.
Yeah, perfectly appropriate. It's age appropriate.
My kids are disgusting. Sam's room is gross. Addison's room is gross. Addison treats the bathroom like I don't know, the guy who didn't rinse his face for 60 days. It's like what is going on in here? Mackenzie's room is gross. The 8-year-old Hudson probably has the cleanest room. They're just gross. I don't get it.
My kids are disgusting.
I don't get it.
Like Sean said, totally age appropriate. And I think it's also appropriate for us to call out the kids and make them handle their business. And
right.
turn them into productive members of society when they move out and have to clean crap on their own.
I started this just like a week ago, and really it had to do with the rooms, making your bed, and just taking care of your crap. Sam's basketball coach, really hardcore, and if a kid on the team messes up a play or isn't hustling or just does something, he'll just say, "Give me a lap," and the kid immediately has to go run a lap. So I sat down, Addison and Sam, and we were talking about that, and I said, "We're going to do that here. And if you do something, you know, that's not to your best, you know, your expectation is when you leave for school in the morning, your room is clean, your bed's made. I'm just going to say you're going to give me a lap."
And I love it.
And it's not going to be an actual, I'm not asking you to run a lap around the neighborhood. I asked each of them to then come up with 10 things that would be the equivalent of a lap. Goes in a jar, and if I say "give me a lap," you're picking something out of the jar, and you got to go do it.
So, hey Chris, great. Do you teach kids tennis?
Not as much as I used to, but yeah, like right now, okay. I coach a middle school tennis team.
Okay.
Also, stuff we've talked about on the show.
I remember when my kids took karate and
karate,
and that was such an integral part of karate was how they were doing on outside karate, and how were you doing with your schoolwork, and how are you doing keeping your room clean. And my kids were really young at the time, but I remember my kids were so good for that time because they got their stuff done. So, and it's not necessarily something that's special with martial arts that can be done. I mean, I wonder if that could be done with.
Yeah, but it's discipline. Yeah, it's discipline.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone other than the parents that they can make happy with.
We will continue this. We got to get out of here. Jason, it's such a pleasure. Such a pleasure to have you back.
Thanks for joining us, Jason.
Yeah.
Pleasure is all mine.
More tortilla talk next week. Chris is now a bunny rabbit.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Anyway. He just did what his kid did. As soon as you called him out, he turned it off.
That was good. All right, guys. Love you all. Have a great week.
See you, boys.
Bye-bye.
Take care, gents.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast with Chris Brewer. Join us next time as we continue our conversations about everything dad, right here at StarWorldWideNetworks.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.